We mentioned the letter that the Mishkanes Yaakov, Talmud Muvik of Reb Chaim Volozhin, the Rav in Karlin, the Litvisher Rav in Karlin, sent to the Beis Ephraim, Reb Ephraim Zalman Margolis, where he said that I think the time has come that we have to be Moicha. There are Eruvin in very large cities throughout Europe, and I think it's wrong. And even though Minig Yisrael Torah, and this is the way it's been for hundreds of years, but at the same time, it's not okay. Because how you makif a large city, you put up Tzuras HaPesach, you have walls, but these walls always have breaches in them. At the end of the day, the mechitzas are mechitzas that the rabbim travel through. And we paskin like Rabbi Yehuda, like Rabbi Elazar in the Gemara, that asi rabbim umevatel mechitzta. So if asi rabbim umevatel mechitzta, so there's no way in the world that these mechitzas are good mechitzas. If the mechitzas aren't mechitzas, then they ruven are not a ruven. So the Mishkanes Yaakov wrote to the Beis Ephraim, I think it's a terrible churban and we have no choice. We have to go ahead and we have to be meich. Now he was makdim to the Beis Ephraim that obviously the only time we paskin like Rabbi Yehuda that asi rabim umevatel mechitzta is if you have rishos harabims. But in a Carmelist, for example, everybody uses a tzuras haPesach because when it comes to a Carmelist, the halach is Taisa says it already in the sugya. Everybody holds, even Rabbi Yehuda, that lo yasi rabim umevatel mechitzta. But the Mishkanes Yaakov told the Beis Ephraim that it's pasha to me that all the large cities in Europe have a din. All the large cities of Europe have a din of a Rishos HaRabim. So if they have a din of a Rishos HaRabim, and the Mechitzos are Tzuras HaPesachs, or something like Tzuras HaPesachs, where the Rabim is able to be Baikeya, able to go through, so Asi Rabim Umavata Mechitzta, so he doesn't understand how we can make a Reuven, we're discussing Chil Shabbos, Teiraisa, he said, I think it's something that we have to be Moicha. The Beis Ephraim wrote back a very, very long response, and the Beis Ephraim's response really hinged on both Hanochis that the Mishkanes Yaakov meant. He said, number one, Mishkanes Yaakov, you're saying that it's so posh to you that the Halach is Asi Rabim Umavata Mechitzta. To me, it's not so posh. I think if you go through the Rishonim, the Maskana and the Halacha is that if you have Shem Dalad Mechitzas, if you have four real Mechitzas, Lo Yasi Rabim Umavata Mechitzas. And as it relates to your other point, that it was Pasha to you that all the large cities are Rishos HaRabims, so Garnet Azai Pasha. All the large cities are Rishos HaRabims. Take a look at the Shulchan Aruch. The Mechaber and Simen Shin Mem, he says, what's the definition of a Rishos HaRabim? So Rishos HaRabim has to be, number one, the streets have to be 16 amos wide. Number two, they have to be mefulosh meshar l'shar. Number three, you have to make sure it's enim akura. But there's a fourth tonight. It's a yesh oimrim. But there's a fourth tonight. The yesh oimrim shekol she'en shishim ribay oivrim bay b'chol yoim enay rishos harabim. There are those that say that if you don't have 600,000 people that go through the rishos harabim, maybe even b'chol yoim, the halacha is enay rishos harabim. So the Beis Ephraim said it's a yesh oimrim in Shulchan Aruch shekol she'en shishim ribay oivrim bay b'chol yoim enay rishos harabim. And the Taz said that the Minhag Yisrael wants to be soimich on this yesh oimrim. So he said, if that's the case, why are you so sure that the large cities in Europe have a din of a Rishos HaRabim? Which city has 600,000 people living there? Let alone Oivrim by B'chol Yoim. It's in fact very, very uncommon. So he said, I think that all these different Eruvim that were erected throughout the generations and all the Eruvim that you want to tumble about in Europe, I don't think they have a din of a Rishos HaRabim. So if they don't have a din of a Rishos HaRabim, they're a Carmelist. If they're a Carmelist, Lo Yasi Rabim Mavata Mechitzas anyways. So number one, even if it's a Rishos HaRabim, Asi Rabim Mavata Mechitzas. Lo Yasi Rabim Mavata Mechitzas. And besides, I don't even think it has a din of a Rishos HaRabim. The Mishkanes Yaakov wrote back to the Beis Ephraim and they debated very, very passionately both of these points. As it relates to this Nakuda, a Rishos HaRabim, does it have to be a place that 600,000 people live, or at the very least 600,000 pass by? Or does it not have to be a place where 600,000 people live or pass through? So the Mishkanes Yaakov was very, very ma'arich. And it's worth being makdim, and that is that the Gemara mentions the three other tnoyim of a Rishos HaRabim. It's mentioned in Gemara that a Rishos HaRabim has to be tezayin amos wide. Enim Mekura and Mefulish Mishal Lashar. There is no mention anywhere in Gemara this Tanai of Shishim Riboy Oivrim Boy B'chol Yoyim. The Mekara is in the Rishonim. Now it's in the Gedoyle, Gedoyle, Gedoyle Rishonim. Rashi says it in Erev and Davav. Rashi says it in Erev and Dafnent Nun Tes Amen Aleph. Tosfos says it in Shabbos Davav. The Rishonim say it in many different places. But at the same time, the source is the Rishonim. Being that the source is in the Rishonim, it's technically open for debate. And the truth is, there were other Rishonim that argued it. And the reason it's brought down as 2 days in Shulchan Aruch, because this was a big time, this was a major, major Machlokes Rishonim. But the Mishkanes Yaakov in a Sefer said that I'm going to ask you a few kashas, a few very simple, elementary questions, based on a little bit of ideas of Masechta Shabbos. On that sheet that holds, that in order for something to be a Rishus HaRabim, you have a Tanai of Samach Riboy. There's a Tanai of Shisha Riboy. First Kashi asked was is from the Gemara. The Gemara says, Tanu Rabbanan, Shabbos Davavah Meralav, Dalud Rishuyas L'Shabbos. There are four different Rishuyas L'Shabbos. Rishus HaYochid, Rishus HaRabim, Karmelis, Umakim Pator. So the Braisa lists the four Rishuyas. And the Braisa then goes on to give examples of the four Rishuyos. Vezoi Rishus HaRabim, Sratya, Uplatya Gedoyla, Umevois HaMefuloshin, Zuhi Rishus HaRabim. Vezoi Rishus HaYachid, so the Mishnah Chorichu Amik Yud, Virachav Dalet, Vechen Gedesh, Ugovaya Yud, Virachav Dalet, Zuhi Rishus HaYachid. Vezeu Karmelis, what's an example of a Karmelis? Says the Braisa Yam, Ubika the Istavonis. These are examples of a Karmelis. Freak the Mishkanes Yaakov. He says, I don't understand. If you're going to tell me that you could have a Sratya, you could have a Platya, you could have a very, very large public area, but if you don't have 600,000 people there, maybe even every single day, it has a din of a Karmelis, so why did the Braisa say that? The Braisa should have given a much, much, much more common example of a Karmelis. The Braisa wants to tell me what a Karmelis is. So the Karmelis, you want to, the Yam. The Yam is a Karmelis. A Bika. A valley is a Karmelis. Say better. You could have a huge, you could have Paris in the 1800s. It has a din of a Karmelis. You know why? Because you don't have 600,000 people there, or you don't have 600,000 people being Ivan there every single day. So he asked the bomb kasher to Mishkanes Yaakov. He says, if it's gerecht, that the only time something's considered a Rishus HaRabim is if you have Shishim Riboy. So how come the Braisa didn't mention that? You would think this is the most basic example of a Karmelis. You want to tell me what a Karmelis is? Oh, go to the sea. So the next time you go deep sea fishing on Shabbos, you'll know you're in a Karmelis. Tell me better. Every large city that people live in, that's a Karmelis. So what do you think that's more Shriach? So he said, it sounds to me from the Gemara that no, any public area has a din of a Rishus HaRabim. And it doesn't matter if you have 600,000 people there, if you only have maybe even 1,000 people there. Any large city, an ear, a place where the Rabim is, said the Mishkanes Yaakov, just from the Gemara itself, it would seem like has a din of Rishus HaRabim. Another Kashi asked is from the Gemara that we spoke a lot about when we learned Masechta Shabbos. And that is the origin of Muktzah. The Gemara says, Shabbos Kufchav Gimel Amid Beis, Bimei Nechemya Ben Chachalya, Nishnas Mishnazu. The Psukim say in Sefer Ezra Nechemya, that when Nechemya came up to Eretz Yisrael, and he saw what was going on, and the state of the union was terrible. And one of the things that he describes in the Pasuk is that Yidden were being Mechal Shabbos. He says, Bayomim Mohim, Ro'isi B'Yehuda, Darchim Kitais B'Shabbos. There were people that they were literally working in the fields, like real old school Chil Shabbos. U'meviyim Ho'aremois, they were carrying bundles, Va'imsam Alachamoyrim, and the animals were working. Va'afyayin Anovim, U'tehein V'chol Maso, U'meviyin Yerushalayim, B'yoyim HaShabbos, V'oyed B'yoyim Mich. And he was so disturbed by what he saw that he had to be mechazik shabbos. So what did he do? He gave us the laws of muktzah. Now we spoke out from the Shulchan Aruch. Harav already was muktzah before that. That's the Gemara on Shabbos, Daf Lamed Amud Beis, with David HaMelech and Shlomo HaMelech. But there was some rendition of the laws of muktzah that was given to us by Nechemya. Why? Atu Hoitzah. Because he saw that the Yidden were being Mechal Shabbos, specifically they were being Nichshol in Hoitzah, and he was Geyser Muktzah Atu Hoitzah, the way the Rishonim speak out, in Shabbos Kufchav Gimel Amud Beis. Afreik the Mishkanes Yaakov. He says, we know, we have a klal, that the Chachamim make zeros when they see people are violating their rices. But the Chachamim didn't make zeros when they saw that people were only violating their abundance. We don't make a gzera. So if that's the case, if Nechemya went ahead and made a gzera, he didn't just make a gzera. This was an epic gzera. Muktza, literally, one of the most intense sugis in Shas, came about, Bimei Nechemya ben Chachaya, Nishnas Mishnazu. Why? As a gzera. What was it a gzera for? Because the Oyman was carrying. It was a gzera Mishum Aitzah. So freak the Mishkanes Yaakov. That it's clear that in Nehemiah's times, when he came to Eretz Yisrael, there must have been Hoitzah Midei Raisa taking place. Because if there was no Hoitzah Midei Raisa, it wouldn't warrant Gzeira. It wouldn't warrant the laws of Muktzah. So if that's the case, he says, let's go take a look at the census. Go back. What was the census like in the beginning of Bayesheni when Nehemiah came? The Pasuk says in the beginning of Sefer Ezra that when Koresh, Cyrus the Great, the king of Persia, gave the Jews permission to go back to Eretz Yisrael, nobody wanted to go. If you had a job in Bavel, you didn't go. If you had a chavrus in Bavel, you didn't even go. Anyone that had anything in Bavel wasn't interested in going. There were 42,000 and change of people, the Pasuk says, that ended up going. There were very, very few Yid in there. In fact, Rabbi Yochanan said in Yuma Daf Yud that the reason there was no Shechina, Chazal say one of the five things that were missing during Bayis Sheni over Bayis Rishon, five things V'Kavda is written in Sefer Chagai that talks about Bayis Sheni Chaser Hey. So one of the five things that missing was the Shechina. Why was no Shechina? Rabbi Yochanan said because there were no Yid in there. Because the Jews never arrived during Bayis Sheni. They ended up staying behind. He says in the beginning, when Koresh gave the Yidin permission to go and they built the Beis HaMikdash, had all Klal Yisrael been there the way they were in the times of Shlomo HaMelech, there would have been the same Shechina in Bayis Sheni like there was in Bayis Rishon. It's a Mefurish HaGemar. Yumad Afyud HaMebeis. But the point is, there weren't a lot of Jews there. So if that's the case, there's Zichar Warren Shishim Ripa. He didn't have 600,000 Jews there. And still, you see, it had a din of Rishus Arabim. How do you know it had a din of Rishus Arabim? Because Bin Menachemya Ben Chachayu Nishas Mishnezu. And he wouldn't have made a Gzeir of Mukta Otu Havaris Tal Ramas Bishus Arabim and a Kamalist. Because it would have been the classic Gzeir of Gzeir. There was no way he was going to do that. So, Freyta Mishkinis Yaakov, if you're going to tell me Shishim Riboy, then Lechura, what happened to Zach? So, two kashas. Number one, the Braisa Shabbos Tavavam and Aleph. Dalud Rishuyah same in your Shabbos. Rishus Ayachid, examples. Rishus Rabbim, examples. Karmelis. What are examples of Karmelis? The Yam, the Biko, the Istavonis. What do you mean? This is a tape of clay. Most big cities in the world have a din of a carmelist. So shouldn't the price have said that? Second kasha. Bimei Nehemiah ben Chachalya, Nishas Mishnezu. Nehemiah ben Chachalya, he went and he introduced the laws of Mukta as a gzeira atu haitza. If there was no haitza midei raisa, then it would have been a gzeira l'gzeira. Why did he feel that he has to institute the laws of Mukta? And the third kasha, there's many, many, many more kashas, but the third kasha that we're going to mention now is a kasha that came up a few times when we learn Masechta Shabbos. It's a kasha that Bir Halacha quotes in two places. He quotes it in Siman Shin Mem Hei, and he quotes it in Siman Shin Gimel. And that is that we know that we're mevatel certain mitzvahs asays because of Gzeira Shema Yavirenu Dalan Amr's Bishos Arabim. We don't blow Shoifan Rosh Hashanah Shechalias Bishabbos. Why not? Shema Yavirenu Dalan Amr's Bishos Arabim. We don't take Dalad Minan on Sukkah Shechalias Bishabbos. Gzeira Shema Yavirenu Dalan Amr's Bishos Arabim. We don't blow Shoifer on Purim. We don't read the Megillah on Purim Shecholias B'Shabbes. Gzeir Hashem Yavirenu Dalar Amis B'Shus Aravim. So Freik the Mishkinasi Akiv, Bishloima, if you're going to tell me that a Rishus Arabim is any place where there's a Rabim, as long as it's 16 Amis wide, and it's in a Mekura, and it's Mefurish Lashar, if that's the case, it's very, very Shchiach. So he said, if it's very, very Shchiach, so I understand why we went ahead and we made these Gzeirois, even though it's a little far-fetched, but at the very least, it's somewhat Shchiach, the Rishus HaRabim, and there's a scenario where this could happen. But if you're going to tell me a Rishus HaRabim needs a place where there's 600,000 Yidden, if that's the case, it's so Loi Shchiach. If it's so Loi Shchiach, I mean, think about how hypothetical and theoretical the whole Cheshash is. So this is such a far-fetched Cheshash. For that, we're going to be Mevatel Mitzvahs, Esses, Deiraises, and Derabbanon. He says, Echleib Neshtazazach. It must be that at the very least, to carry Dalad Amos Rishus HaRabim with Deiraiso was a Mitzius that was very much gemalt, because otherwise it's just so far-fetched. It doesn't make sense. So Freit the Mishkan is Yaakov, three kashas. Number one, in the Braisa, Shabbos, Davava, Meralev, Dalad, Rishuyas, when the Braisa listed examples of a carmelist, it should have mentioned most big cities in the world. They have, why are we talking about the Yam and the Bikur? Talk about a very large city. Number two, Bimei Nehemiah ben Chachalya, Nishas Mishnesu. I don't understand why Bimei Nehemiah ben Chachalya, why would he have made this gzeira? The whole thing is what? The whole thing is Mer Nish, the gzeira, Atua, the Rabbanon, and there was no way 600,000 people that were living in Eretz Yisrael in the times of Nehemiah. The Pasuk says 42,000 and change. There was no way it was 600,000. And still, he made the takana. Must be. It was shayach to Shem Yavirenu, Medei Raisa. Must be. It had a din of a Rishus Rab. And number three, why we mevatel Shofar and Lulav and Megillah when Yontif falls out on Shabbos, Shem Yavirenu, if most places are only a Carmelist and it comes out the whole thing is a Loi Shchiach, if it's a Loi Shchiach, he says, I don't believe that the Chachamim would have gone ahead and been mevatel these things over a milsa de Loi Shchiach. So again, this is something that we've spoke about in the past, specifically the third kasha. It's something we've mentioned, but the aim based medrash b'lo kama chedusha. So when we learn Masechta Shabbos, we mention a gishmaka tshuva from Rabbi Yehuda Asad on his yard side. In the Shalos Tshuva is Yehuda Yala and Aruchayim Simin Pei Zayin. He said a gevaldig yisa. We don't have to go through it Arucha, because we did that already once. But again, just the highlights of that tshuva. And that is, Yehuda Asad said, the truth is, the Rishonim ask another kasha. And that is, why the Chachamim make gzeira, Shem Yavirenu Dalet Amos B'Shus HaRavim? That there's a concern that you may carry the Shofar, or the Megillah, or the Dalet Minim, four Amos in Rishus HaRavim. What they should have said was, Shem Yoytzienu Mishus HaYochid V'Rishus HaRavim. Right, the Malach of Yitzah really involves two components. You're not allowed to carry Mirshus L'Shus, and you can't carry Dalet Amos B'Shus HaRavim. All the Rishonim ask, Shem Yavirenu Dalet Amos B'Shus HaRavim, by the time you took your Shofar into the Rishus HaRabim, you already violated the Malach of Eitzah. You already carried it from Rishus HaYachid. Where do you have your shofar? You have it sitting in a Rishus HaRabim? No, it's probably sitting in your house somewhere. So by the time you take it from your house into the Rishus HaRabim, you already were over Shem Yoytzienu, Rishus HaYachid, Rishus HaRabim. So, ask the Rishonim, Rashi and Tosis, Rauch, ask, the wives of Shem Yavirenu, Dalet Amos, Rishus HaRabim, shouldn't it be Shem Yoytzienu, Rishus HaYachid, Rishus HaRabim? So Yehuda Asad said a Dover Nifla. He said, one Kasha answers the other Kasha. How so? He said, because we know the Gemara says in Shabbos Tzadik Vavam Ebeis that Dalet Amos B'Rishus HaRabim Hilchisa Gemirila. The fact that you're not allowed to carry Dalet Amos B'Rishus HaRabim, we know from Malach L'Moshe Mi'Sinai. So said Rabbi Yehuda Asad, Yesh Lachkar. Meaning we know the Lama Tes Malach is Adumya the Malach is HaMishka. Hoytzah, carrying Mirshus HaYachid L'Shus HaRabim, or Mirshus HaRabim L'Shus HaYachid, which is one of the 39 Malachis, it's number 39, is therefore Dumyu de Malach Samishkan. But Dalet Amos B'Shus HaRabim, the Gemara says, from that Dumyu de Malach Samishkan, I want to know. Hilchas Gemirla, for that I need Halacha L'Moshe Mi'Sinai. So he said, Yesh Lachka, what's the gather of the Halacha L'Moshe Mi'Sinai? Is the Halacha L'Moshe Mi'Sinai that Dalet Amos B'Shus HaRabim is included in the Malacha of Eitzah? It's a toilda of the Malacha of Eitzah, even though it's not the same thing. Eitzah is Mishus L'Shus, this is Dalet Amos B'Shus HaRabim, or Yesh Loimar. Maybe it's not a toilda of the Malacha of Eitzah, but rather Hilchas HaGemirah, it's a new halacha. Just like you're not allowed to carry Mishus HaYachid, Mishus HaRabim, Mishus HaRabim, Mishus HaYachid, you're also not allowed to carry Dalet Amos B'Shus HaRabim. He said, L'mayin Afgemina, Haflev HaFela. Why is it that you have all these tenoyim of a Rishus HaRabim? It has to be Tesayin Amos Y, it has to be Enim Akura, Enim Foolish, and according to some Rishonim, it needs to be a place where you have Samach Riboy people, 600,000 people. That's because Dumya de Malach Samishkan, that's the way the Yidden were in the Midbar. So if that's what the Rishus HaRabim was in the Midbar, so this is the way the Rishus HaRabim has to be Lodairis. So if that's the case, Yesh Loimar, the Malach of Haitzah, which is one of the Lama Tes Malachas, as it relates to Haitzah, yeah, there you're going to have this halacha. There you're going to have a halacha that it's meshubit to all these tonight. But if Dalet Amos B'Shus HaRabim is Hilchas HaGemirah, this is a regular halacha L'Moshe Mi'Sinai. This is no different than any other halacha L'Moshe Mi'Sinai. Shiurim Chatzitzun Mechitzan halacha L'Moshe Mi'Sinai. This is not meshubit to the Midbar anymore. So what does this have to do with Samach Riboy? So said Rabbi Yehuda Asad, you want to know why the Gemara said Shemi Yavirenu Dalet Amos B'Shus HaRabim and not Shemi Yotzi? He said, Haflev HaFela. Because Shem Yoytzienu Mirshus HaYachid L'Rishus HaRabim was a far-fetched chashash even b'yamei Chazal. Because it's only negay if you carry it into Rishus HaRabim when you have Samach Riboy. Because if you don't have Samach Riboy, it's not Dumi the Malach Samishkan. You didn't violate the Lamed, the 39th Malacha. So over there, it's so far-fetched, Chama weren't worried about that. You know what the Chama were worried about? Shem Yavirenu Dalet Amos B'Shus HaRabim, which is not the 39th Malacha. Could be it's not even a told of the 39th Malacha. Hilchas HaGemirah, it's a new Halacha. That new Halacha of Shem Yavirenu Dalet Amos B'Shus HaRabim is not one of the Malachis, hence it's not totally in Malachas HaMishkan. If it's not totally Malachas HaMishkan, the definition of Rishus HaRabim as it relates to Shem Yavirenu Dalet Amos B'Shus HaRabim has nothing to do with the definition of Rishus HaRabim of the Midbar. If that's the case, even if you don't have Samach Riboy, if you would carry Dalet Amos B'Shus HaRabim, it would be a problem. He says, if that's the case, that's what Chazal said, Shem Yavirenu Dalet Amos B'Shus HaRabim, because that's much more L'shchich. He said, that's the terrorist to the Mishkan of Yaakov's Kasha. Mishkan is Yaakov asked the Kasha. He said, I don't understand. What happened to Samach Riboy? You're going ahead and you're being mevatel all these mitzvahs. Vasik Hashem at Samach Riboy. You know what the teretz is? The teretz is we're not concerned Shem Yoytzienu Mishus HaYachal Rishus HaRabim. As it relates to Shem Yoytzienu Mishus HaYachal Rishus HaRabim, if that was the Nakuda over here, you're right. That would already be told in Samach Riboy. There is no Samach Riboy Bizman Hazeh. But in terms of Shem Yavirenu Dalet Amos Mishus HaRabim, that has nothing to do with Samach Riboy. Being that has nothing to do with Samach Riboy, so over there it was already a chashash. I heard from my father's Rav, the Rav and Alexander Shtibur, Rav Yosef Arendster. So he was Moisef to this Shuvah from Yehuda Asad, a vart from the Divrei Chaim, the Heilige San Zeruv, who said that, you know, we learned a lot about the Mekoshe Sheitzim. It's discussed in the Gemara Masech the Shabbos, Daf Tzadik Vav, Daf Tzadik Zayin, who was he? Was he Tzlavchot? But according to one man, but there was a whole discussion about the Mekoshe Sheitzim. Tosis brings in a few places, Bava Basra, Sanhedrin, that the Mekoshe Sheitzim was L'shem Shemayim Neschafna. He was Mechavon L'shem Shemayim. He wanted to show people how serious it is when you're Mechal Shabbos. So he literally took one for the team. This was a suicide mission. He went ahead and he was Mechal Shabbos, L'shem Shemayim, so people should understand how chomer it is, how chomer Chil Shabbos is. The Marsha asks that if the Mekoshe Sheitzim, when he did his Melacha, he did it L'shem Shemayim. So it comes out the Melacha that he did was a Melacha She'ena Tzricha L'gufa. And we know that the only time you chayv on Shabbos, Shimon Shita, is that it has to be a Melacha She'ena Tzricha L'gufa. He passed like Rav Shimon. So if his Kavana was L'shem Shemayim, so he didn't have in Zin the outcome of the Melacha, he had in Zin L'shem Shemayim, got Kreisa Kavunas. That's what he had in Zin. Not the L'shem Shemayim. So Freit the Marsha to Marsha's Kasha. He says, I don't understand how they gave the Mekoy Sheitz and Misa, how he got Skila. Why? Because he was Mechal Shabbos. L'chura, he was L'shem Shemayim Neschavna. If he was L'shem Shemayim Neschavna, so it comes out that he was, what he did was a Melacha Shein Tzricha L'gufa. If it was a Melacha Shein Tzricha L'gufa, why was he Chayim? So the Divrei Chaim said, I'll tell you the Teretz. Because one man Dama says, what was the Chil Shabbos of the Mekoshe Sheitzim? He was Mavrid Dalad Amrish Peshus Harabim. He said, oh, Mavrid Dalad Amrish Peshus Harabim, that doesn't have anything to do with Melacha Shein Tzricha L'gufa. Because the Gemara says, Mavrid Dalad Amrish Peshus Harabim is Hilchas Igmirila. Hilchas Igmirila means it's not one of the Lamites Melachas. If it's not one of the Lamites Melachas, it's not Meshubit to the Gedorim of the Mishkan. If it's not Meshubit to the Gedorim of Mishkan, how do you know Melacha Shein Tzricha L'gufa? Because Dumi the Melachas HaMishkan, all the Melachas by the Melachas HaMishkan were Melacha Shein Tzricha L'gufa. So we learn from there that if it's in a Tzricha L'gufa, it's not going to be considered a Melacha. So that's true for all Lamites. Test malachas, but Mavrid Dalad Amrish Peshus Harabim Hilchas Igmirila has nothing to do with Mishkan. Has nothing to do with Mishkan. A malacha Shein Tzricha L'gufa. When it comes to Mavrid Dalad Amrish Peshus Harabim is going to be chayv. It's the same chiddush as Rabbi Yehuda said. It's the zelba chiddush that Mavrid Dalad Amrish Peshus Harabim Hilchas Igmirila means it's not oitza. If it's not oitza, it's not meshubet to the Mishkan. If it's not meshubet to the Mishkan, you don't need some chriba in order for it to be considered a Peshus Harabim. If it's not meshubet to the Mishkan, then you don't need malacha Shein Tzricha L'gufa. That was the chiddush of the Divrei Chaim. Beautiful, beautiful. Beautiful chiddush from Rabbi Yehuda Asad and from the Divrei Chaim. But L'chura, we're learning Erevin now, we're not learning Shabbos. And we mentioned yesterday the whole discussion between the Mishkanes Yaakov and the Beis Ephraim, and we're just getting rolling. But as it relates to this whole noise, what comes out from this tshuva from Rabbi Yehuda Asad, and really the Divrei Chaim's chiddush, more al derech drush, but in Rabbi Yehuda Asad, it's in his shailus and tshuvas, Yehuda Yala Simen Pei Zayin, is an unbelievable chiddush. You know why? Because so much of the heterim in the world of Erevin is predicated on the fact that at the end of the day, there's a Yesh Oimrim. There's a Yesh Oimrim that says that Kol She'ein Samach Ribe Oimrim Bay B'chol Yoim doesn't have a din of a Rishus Erevin. And it's based on this idea that you can't violate the malach of carrying on Shabbos in an area that doesn't have Samach Ribe. But if Rabbi Yehuda says right in Halacha, in Pilpul, in Lomnes, but if he's right in Halacha, that could be there's a chilik between Mavrid Dalad Amrish Peshus Harabim and carrying Rishus HaYochel Rishus HaRabim, that even the Rishonim that say that carrying from Rishus HaYochel Rishus HaRabim requires Samach Ribay, that's only clapping the Malach of Aitzah. But as it relates to Dalad Amrish Peshus HaRabim, Hilchas Igmirila has nothing to do with Mishkan. And if that's the case, you don't need Samach Ribay. So literally, Nafla, the whole Bira, everything fell. Because you don't have the Yesh Oimrim anymore. The Yesh Oimrim, this Gevaldik Akula that we have in Erevin, is that maybe all the big cities are not really Rishus HaRabim. Now, there are cities that do have Shish and Reba. We'll get to that. But you can knock out a lot of the big areas. Why? Because not a Rishus HaRabim. Why not? Because there's no Samach Reba. So what? You can't. It's not a Deiraisa to carry there. Why not? Because, what do you mean? Because you need Samach Reba. Yes, no, but that's only for Shema Yoitzienu Rishus HaYochel Rishus HaRabim. It's not true for Shema Yavirenu Dalar Amas Rishus HaRabim. I mean that it's not true for Shema Yavirenu Dalar Amas Rishus HaRabim. So L'chura, I think, Muskurishan, based on this tshuva from Yehuda Asad, what should come out is from this tshuva from Yehuda Asad is an unbelievable chumrah in the world of Erevin. Because basically you're knocking out this whole Yesh Oimrim. So I looked around a little bit and I found a tshuva from the Marsham. It's in Shailos Tshuvas Marsham, Chelek Gimel Siman Kuf Peches, where he brings this chiddush from Rabbi Yehuda Asad. not in a pilpul chumish Torah raid bite. This is in a tshuva. And I saw another tshuva from the Marash Engel, Reb Shmuel Engel, who was a Talmud Muvik of the Divrei Chaya. He brings in a Chelek Ches in the end of Simin Beis. He brings it there also. He brings this Chiddush from Rabbi Yehuda Asad. And he says, the Kumtais, I reason you're using a Chumra in Erevin. Because it comes out the whole Shishim Riba is only Negeya. It's only Negeya Haitzam Rishos Lashos. It's not Negeya Maver Al Dal Ramas Rishos Rabin. Which means you don't have the Kula of Kol She'im Boy Samach Riboy doesn't have a dinner of Rishos. Rather, as a dinner of a caramelist, but both the Marsham and the Rash Engel says is a very big chiddush. Nobody says such a chiddush. So as it relates to halacha, he says you don't have to reckon with it. But just this is a raid bite that we spend some time on when we learn Masechet Shabbos, just to show how everything is intertwined. The Erevin implications of this chiddush, that so much of the kulas in Hilchas Erevin comes from the fact of the Yesh Shomrim that's brought down in Simin Reish Mem Hey. If we could accept this chiddush from Yehuda Asad, which is super geschmack, if we could accept this chiddush on somewhat of a halachic level, it would come out a tremendous, tremendous chumrah in all the Erevin.